Well, I'll go ahead and do the welcome to everyone. My name is Barbara, and I'm the head of the HeartShare team for the Heart Center community. Welcome to our March HeartShare class. We do it the last Thursday of every month. And this month, the heart stream is from the Buddha of the Golden Light. And our host is going to be our own lovely Nancy, who used to live for many years in Oregon and has just recently moved up to Montana. So she is up in the frozen north with the rest of those brave souls up there in Montana.
We've had warm weather and all the snow melted. So
really, that's awesome.
Today is just very windy.
Uh-huh. Well, that means spring is coming.
Yeah, it's good. Even been able to work out in the garden the last couple of days, so it's pretty awesome.
Well, my daffodils are done. My tulips are about halfway done. My roses are coming out. Spring comes really
beautiful
where we live. So,
yeah, that's
all
awesome.
My flowers are doing happy things now, which is great. And my camera doesn't
awesome.
Work, so you don't have to look at my frizzy hair tonight.
Okay, great. So tonight, do you want me to go ahead and take
yes,
it away?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy. Take it away, Nancy.
All right, great. So tonight we're honored to hear from the Buddha of the Golden Light. And he comes to teach us how to retain the light of illumination. At the end of the class, in about an hour and 15 minutes or so, you're welcome to stay to find out what's happening in the Heart Center community, how you may benefit from what's going on with the Heart Center. We welcome any questions, any insights and experience you've had either during the class or in your life in general recently that you feel would benefit everyone or you just excited to share about in your spiritual journey. And then, as always, we give prayers at the end. So any prayer requests for yourself or loved ones, family or friends, we would like to be able to pray for anyone who is on your heart that you feel requires some prayer and assistance. Okay, and especially I'm here where I live, as Barbara was saying, I moved to Emigrant Montana because I'm living at the Healing Light Retreat property, and this is Mother Mary's retreat in the West, and so there's some special energy here, which I'm more than happy to send your way. By God's grace. Okay, so our mission and vision here at the Heart Center, I'm going to read and see if this resonates with you and something you might enjoy embracing and being on the path with us. So our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. It's an awesome vision for where we want to go. So now I will give the opening invocation, which hopefully you received either by email or snail mail or however you're getting your communication from Barbara these days. So you can either read along with me and or focus and meditate as I give the invocation. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Buddha of the Golden Light, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now we will sing together one of my favorites, 20.001, which is I Am the Sun. So hopefully you've received this song either by snail mail or email. And as we sing, let's all together visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. And we can feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. Let's hear 20.001, I am the sun.
Golden sun, unto our hearts we pray, knowing the sacred heart. Golden sun, O magnificent God, delight, star the blueprint of our world in pure and golden light. I am the sun, I am the sun. I hold the sacred rod. I am the sun, I am the sun. A blazing sun of God. I am the sun, I am the sun. I hold the sacred rod. I am the sun, I am the sun. A blazing sun of God. Come, O light, O golden light, thou cleanse the earth in fire. Some of the central sun, O magnet of delight. Restore the knowledge of our God, the solar presence. I am the sun, I am the sun. I hold the sacred rod. I am the sun, I am the sun. A blazing sun of God. I am the sun, I am the sun. I hold. The sun, I am the sun. I hold the sacred rod. I am the sun, I am the sun. A blazing sun of God. I am the sun, sun. I hold the sacred rod. Sun of God. I guess, and now it's time for the heart stream from the Buddha of the Golden Light. Bear with me a moment while I switch things around.
The Buddha of the Golden Light now would share a little teaching that's very important. It is how to retain the light of illumination within our beings so that we can always be radiant, joyful, and in a spirit of Aquarius, a spirit of love, wisdom manifests through our consciousness, raised and elevated to a very high level of our Buddha nature, our godliness. We can take from Mother Mary a few of how to be a son. For she was and is a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. And she uttered the sacred words, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Living in purity in order to magnify the Lord brings great light unto you and allows you, when you engage in that ritual of magnifying the Lord through many different ways, praise, thanksgiving, singing, chanting, offering your heart to God, all of that results in this light of purity, which then allows you to maintain that light of illumination and live as a solar being. Meditating at dawn, at the sunrise, is a fantastic way of having the recharge of the solar energy within your cells, within both your physical body temple, through your eyes, and through your solar selfhood, your spiritual cells of your spiritual body, so that you can actually have that light vibrating, resonating, and radiating forth. Disassociating ourselves from the mainstream media and spending more time in silence, stillness, and beingness, especially with walks in nature, breathing in the fresh air, communing with the sun consciously, and what the sun is streaming forth within our atmosphere, because there are these waves that are constantly pulsating and they're being drawn into the earth from the consciousness of the earth itself, that requires the solar breath and the solar radiance for its liveliness and its aliveness and its life itself. And when we directly merge our mind with the mind of God through breathing in through the air, which represents the mental body, that radiance from the sun, it can charge and recharge us over and over.
Now we're going to have a question. What is pranic breathing and how does it help us? And Donna is going to answer this question. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is pranic breathing and how does it help us? It's a form of breathing, energy breathing, key to both relaxation and energy. Light going into your body, increasing vital life force in the body. And how does it help? It boosts your energy, stimulates self-healing capacities, promotes general health, and it draws in and distributes energy throughout your physical body and vitality and mental health.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Donna. Now we're going to go on. We're going to proceed with the heart stream.
So pranic breathing is part of this. Being in nature near plants that are exuding oxygen rather than just carbon dioxide that we send out. And allowing the reoxygenation of our temple continuously. This helps to bring a homeostasis of this illumination within our being. The mitochondria are recharged. They're the little powerhouses of the cell. And so we can actually commune with our mitochondria. You may not have thought of this, but you can miniaturize yourself go to the mitochondria and talk to them, thank them for their work, and in a very cosmic way, learn their secrets. How do they do what they do? How do they maintain this energy of spirit within those little powerhouses and storehouses of energy within the cell? And I think that if you do this, you will find their secrets very informatively and wonderful. Certain mysteries can be revealed to you. It's like your batteries are charged and recharged internally, and then you can emanate more energy and light. Refrain from idleness that is not where your consciousness is raised and elevated. Idleness and a lack of focus, attentiveness to spirit, doing things that don't bring the value of your life into play. We do many things that don't bring the value of our life into play through all kinds of activities that are not our purpose. Some of them are important, you know, bathing and dressing and awakening in the morning and eating and all that. Yet even within these, we can be conscious and we can be focused on our God. Study to show yourself approved unto God. How many times did our guru, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, quote this text from the Bible? And studying and reading something and then not just reading it, considering it, letting it cogitate within your being and trying to live the truth of what we study of the higher teachings is really crucial, because we are proving that we are attempting to prove what's in this teaching in our daily lives through an active participation with that wisdom teaching. We are becoming that teaching. We are allowing the truth to sink in, stir new embers within us, and firing within us more of this illumination flame so that it can manifest through our consciousness always. Of course, from my perspective, learning to be still and in the great silence is crucial to actually access the highest frequencies of our I Am presence. If you are still, then you will feel the light descending through your crystal cord from your I Am presence as a stream or river of light. You will actually feel it. It excites your threefold flame. It vibrates in a magnanimity that brings you tremendous ecstasy and joy in your heart. And joy itself, attempting to remain in this joy field, is so important for the light of illumination to vibrate and to manifest continuously. If you are morose or dejected or down or, you know, are ruining your past or contemplating your past or your future without being in the eternal now, you're not at that edge of divine perception where you are actually in attunement with God and you feel God's presence as this beautiful joy field. When you are in the presence, you are joyous. You are internally happy. There's nothing that can cloud your radiance and your beauty and your beingness, because it sings through you. It stirs you to new life, new creativity. Yet you have to be conscious. You have to be aware that God is inside of you, that life is wonderful, that each new moment is an opportunity to experience this fantastic joy of life itself. So being a little bit too morose or too dejected or too involved in the world keeps us from that wonderful spirit, that elevated spirit of pure joy.
Now we're going to have another question. How does the violet light accentuate the illumination flame? And Nancy is going to answer this question. Take it away, Nancy.
Thanks, Barbara. Well, the violet flame is the violet is the highest frequency. You know, if you look at the rainbow, violet is the highest frequency of light. And so if you combine the violet flame with the illumination ray, or any ray for that matter, the focusing on the illumination ray of wisdom and mostly, you know, wisdom and illumination, as the word implies, then you're going to accelerate that ray, accelerate that energy of illumination by the impetus of the violet light, which is such high frequency. Also, the violet flame is a transmuting flame, and a flame of forgiveness and transmutation and erasing of things that are less than ideal, less than God's light. So if we have the violet flame together with the illumination flame, it's going to clear, I would think it would clear all that which is less than God illumination, and thereby accelerate and accentuate God illumination within us by applying the energies of the violet light to the illumination ray, and then thus raising it into a higher vibration and a higher energy for us to access. So those are my thoughts on that.
Great. Thank you very much, Nancy. Now we're going to continue with the heart stream.
The violet light will accentuate the illumination flame to actually make it brighter. Saint Germain says too, the violet light will accentuate the golden or illumination flame to make it even brighter. How does it do that? Well, with seventh ray joy, everything becomes more awesome, more alive, because the seventh ray incorporates all the first six rays into its magnanimity and majesty and miracle nature, and it just brightens everything. It brings so much fun, a fun spirit into the equation, that we're just in the joy of the Lord. These are what I have experienced, David Lewis, and what the Buddha of the Golden Light is sharing. Yet you may have other keys. So who else would like to share how you feel that you retain the light of illumination in your being, in your aura, in your consciousness, in your life and world? Would anybody like to speak? And those at home can text in. You just raise your hand, and then once the camera's on, you can start sharing. How do you retain the light of illumination?
Now, this is a recording, so we're going to hear some responses from people that were there in person when this was first released. And some of these are very instructional.
Live a conscious, loving life. Dean Anderson.
For me, affirming statements of truth, simpler the better in my mind, helps me to connect or reconnect with life's reality, the quintessence of which is, I believe, my I Am presence, that I come up with myself, or that I glean from the teaching, even just one sentence, with deep feeling and deep conviction It's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Good. I like the deep feeling and deep conviction. The feeling of it is essential. If you can't feel your presence, you're not really there yet, right? I mean, everyone here has felt their divine presence, right? You wouldn't be here if you hadn't. So to sustain that feeling of our presence brings that light of illumination as a flourish and essence out and extends it and just lets it flow. Okay.
Maria, are you here yet? I don't see that Maria is on tonight. Maybe she had trouble getting on too. Okay. The question was, how do you retain the light of illumination in your aura? And she was going to give us her thoughts. So we'll let her do that later if she comes on. For now, we'll just listen to what some of the other people in the original audience had to say.
Thank you, Dean. Terry, and then Christopher.
I go for walks, the nature walks that the Gotam Buddha determined that was helpful. And I go out onto the property and there's various different places where I sit and I meditate and I am making a true connection of feeling with the mountain range in front of me as divine beings. And I communicate with them, the two peaks, the immigrant smaller feet that's next to him, and I've given them names. They help me to stay anchored in the light as I'm meditating on them and singing to them and just being in a joyful presence of their immensity and how they're looking down on mankind and how they're influencing us with their loftiness of just being who they are.
Wonderful. Great. The mountain represents the apex of being. And when you commune directly with the spirit of the mountain, it is immense what you can receive because of the power that is there in that being of the mountain. And it's majestic. It's mindfulness to the max through the mind of the mountain. I mean, the mountains have minds and their mindfulness is almost unlimited in the sense that every being in the surrounding area that they look upon can be blessed by their mindfulness. And we don't give enough credit to the mountains, what they do, and the spirit of the mountains. So thank you for naming her.
The female is Amavat and the male is Imavat.
Ooh, I love it. Okay. Well, are those words like in Vedic teaching? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to describe what they mean?
Well, one is the female and one is the masculine.
Okay, so which one is male?
Immigrant peak is the male, and there's very distinguishing eyes and a very distinguishing peak that represents like the beak of a bird almost, like an eagle.
Okay, so that's Imavat?
Imavat.
And then Amavat.
And Amavat is the female, smaller peak on the left.
Wow.
And the feminine deity between the two of them, and she is looking straight up to the sky and he is overlooking the valley.
Wow. Okay.
You can mostly only see it when there's snow on it. So when the snow goes away, then it's harder to see it. But when the snow is there, you can just feel their presence and their love for all the people in the valley and for humanity. There's an immense being in each one of them.
Remember when we went to Machu Picchu in Peru, there was Pachamama. Was there Pachapapa? No. Was it called Pachapapa?
Yes.
Okay. Pachamama and Pacha. Yeah. So you're kind of, you're in that tradition of the pre-Incan children of the sun understanding of this wisdom. And thank you for bringing that to us today. Beautiful. Okay, Christopher. And then we'll go to people online.
There's a great spirit of joy in the, I call it the twirling dervish effect, where you're spinning and you're centered and connected. And It's like in the all four quadrants. There's the affirmation, I am, and the confirmation, I can, and there's the determination, I will, and then there's the integration, done deal, where you're centered and connected, and there's just that spirit of just joy and balance and harmony and cosmic love.
All right. Spinning. We were spinning from the beginning. Because then we're winning.
Spinning from the beginning.
Great. Okay, Boyd, do you have any sharing from those at home? And we'll come back to anybody else here.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Boyana said, I visualize the I Am presence pouring light into me all day long. It has become a background behind all I do now.
Wow.
And then she continues, I imagine it like a diamond above my head and the energy spiraling down the chakras, then up, emanating through the solar plexus.
Thank you, Boyana. I'd love to meet you someday. I think a lot of us would.
Yeah.
And I'll have to get on a call where I can see you because I know you're an amazing person. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, next.
Geraldine Gower says, singing affirmations and inspirations. Currently, I have been singing the new affirmation of the Buddha of the Ruby Ray.
Wonderful. Thank you, Geraldine.
Robert Beasy says, ask the question, trust the process, listen.
Ask the question, trust the process, and listen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a formula. Okay.
Yeah.
The Beasy formula for maintaining the light of illumination. Okay, great. Next.
And Boyana says she would like to meet you too.
Okay.
So there's someone, I don't know who it is. It's kcoswit@yahoo.com. I apologize. I asked them, who are you? But I don't know. They haven't answered. Running everything through high ideals and already grounded by the masters within me, I feel that this transmutes my lower nature, or more precisely, I no longer am aware of what was troublesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that? I'd like to get it really internalized what they
said. She says she's Kathleen from Mapleton.
Okay.
Okay. Running everything through high ideals already grounded by the masters within me. I feel that this transmutes my lower nature, or more precisely, I no longer am aware of what was troublesome.
Wonderful. I think that's Kathleen Criddle, so Mapleton, Utah, I believe. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Donald Galvin, I'm sure. I sustain the light and illumination by meditating very early in the morning for about an hour or more, and also throughout the day, and by feeling the angels and masters very intensely throughout the day, and emanating that light consciously. It is life-changing.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Donald.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Saint Donald from now on. You know how the guy that I met in my art gallery called me Brother Saint? Donald, you are Saint Donald. So from now on, I, a former pope, say unto thee, thou art Saint Donald. Okay. And I mean it. I mean, this isn't just a farce. This is reality. Okay. Saint Donald. Thank you. Next.
Joyce Hennis says, I use every opportunity to listen to spiritual teachings from the Ascended Masters and other spiritual teachers. I take notes and I work diligently on putting the teachings into practice. Also work by doing it through my heart.
Beautiful. Thank you, Joyce. Well, I have to say, of all the sessions we've had with Spirit Matters, Joyce is always the first one to share because she does the assignment. I wish everybody else does the assignment and was ready to share at the next one. So take a cue from Joyce, okay? She does the work. Thank you, Joyce.
And Marianne Morningstar says, thank you, Terry. Living in Paradise Valley, I have always said I get my strength from the mountain. Now I understand it.
Well, I love your last name that you gave yourself. because that's also that light of illumination, the morning star. Well, it could be Venus. It could also be our own sun. I think morning star, we think of Venus. And Venus is a great planet to commune with, too, besides the sun. And it's called both the evening star and the morning star, right? So in addition to communing with the sun, the Buddha of the Golden Light says communing with Venus is really fantastic because it's the closest planet to us. I think it's even closer than Mars, correct?
I think so.
I think it is closer than Mars.
I just have to add in here, folks, that, you know, when this heart stream was released in November, Marianne was still in the physical. She has since then passed on very recently, just in the last couple, 3 weeks, and she is now ascended. So pretty amazing. This lady was close to her transition right when this message was first released. We'll go on with the heart stream now.
It's our twin sister planet in effect, and the people are more enlightened on Venus than they are here. They're in a different dimension, not physical like we have. And communing with them will help us with both the love flame and the illumination flame. So thank you. And Mercury too, because Mercury's full of illumination, but Venus is closer. Okay, who else?
I would say for myself, I do what you already described, David, really focus first on my threefold flame. And it seems to kind of unite the chakras above it in a kind of a, they feel like they're working together. And then once I feel like it's really blazing in my heart, I also continue and I sort of greet the Divine Mother and I feel then the Kundalini go up and through. And if I stay with that to the point where all these chakras are just really blazing, any day I do that, and then I kind of link my crown chakra to all the people on the earth. It's something that I find easy, I guess. And with that kind of focused attention, I think it does what you say, which is it accelerates and it keeps divine illumination going. So,
okay, anybody else? Ray Zinkowski. Thank you, Boyd. That was beautiful. Okay.
Well, if there's a BZ process, there's an RZ process. And for me, it's listening deeply and striving to be empty, to stay empty. And that creates the space for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. In the West, it's harder for us to learn the art of emptiness. This is taught in Buddhism, and it's a very, very important teaching. And not that many actually reach the state of pure emptiness, because when you're in that, you are in mindfulness, yet it's an accelerated mindfulness because there's nothing that gets in the way of your merging with and communing with, well, communing with and merging with your source, your God self, your solar presence. So in emptiness, there's no duality. In true emptiness, there's no duality. You have become nothing in the sense that your ego is nothing, is no longer there. And so the allness of God can come into you fully when you're empty. How can the allness of God come into something that's full of stuff? It can't. It has to have that space of emptiness to descend and to manifest. So the clearer we are through clearing ourselves of all distractions, all that is not essential is so crucial. And I find myself really, if I had my druthers, as my mom used to say, my druthers, I wouldn't have a cell phone at all, because I think
we didn't used to have these devices, you know, 30 years ago, right? 30, 40 years ago. And they're a distraction in many ways. So I think we almost have to get back to the point of not having things that distract us, or implements or modalities that are distracting and keeping us from this emptiness. So I don't know. I don't know how I could exist and do my work in the Heart Center if I didn't have a phone, yet I think I could. Because, I mean, I existed for more of my life, of my 68 years, without a phone, a cell phone, than I did with one, right? And I was fine. So what if we finally just said, no more cell phones? Would people actually be willing to do it? I mean, they are handy when you're communicating with your spouse, you know, call home, you know, want me to pick some groceries, you know, that type of thing. Other than some emergencies and maybe commuting with our family members and friends, it's really a problem, I think, because of the radiation from the phones, but also the distracting nature. So maybe there's going to be a new technology, and maybe this is a spiritual technology of instantaneous communication by telepathy that we have to start practicing. And if we actually do it, we practice, I think we're going to get better and better at it. I have to tell you, in the new class a week from today with Mother Mary, there's one little section of what the Essenes used to do, where they practiced telepathy and communication with other initiates and other spiritual communities that were part of the Essene tradition. So they did it back then, and we are going to bring back in Aquarius this ability of, you know, instantaneous communication where it's real, we know it, and we can understand each other telepathically, because guess what? That's how heaven works. It's telepathy. You don't have to speak physically because it's a lower vibration than mind talk or communication, which is a high frequency.
I'd just like to tell a little experience that I have from time to time with my husband, Philip. I often can feel in my mind and in my heart when he's calling me on my cell phone, when he's just about to call me. I can feel that energy coming before my phone actually rings. And I can't tell you how many times I go and I pick up the phone and I'm holding it, and then it rings because I feel the message coming before the phone actually rings. So I'm getting the message on the inner that he's trying to get a hold of me before it actually happens. And we've all had that experience where we've been thinking of a friend or a family member or somebody, and then you call us.
Yeah. Just so you know, talking about telepathy in heaven, I don't know if you've ever heard of Swedenborg. But Swedenborg talks about that. You might want to look that up.
It does. I'm hearing that it's telling you if you're muted, and then you unmute, and then you mute.
Well, I'm going to go ahead now with the rest of the heart stream. We just have a little bit more.
So I think we have to start practicing sooner than later. And maybe we'll be one of the first communities where we'll just look at each other and, you know, communicate, and we'll smile and I got it, you know, and yeah, I acknowledge what you're saying, what you're telling me. And it'll be awesome because it's real. When people have near-death experiences, they say this all the time, that Jesus or a master or a relative was communicating, but it was telepathic. It wasn't through the voice. Okay, one more? Okay, a few more. Go ahead.
This is from Greta in Norway. She says, sit in stillness, contemplate gratefulness.
Wonderful.
Gratefulness is so important. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greta.
And Boyana adds, in silence, we hear our real thoughts. Usually when one thinks, thoughts are too loud to allow thinking or hearing in the real voice. Thoughts speak on our behalf as a radio channel. Sometimes they are not even ours. We are subconscious telepaths. You want to learn your own opinion? Keep quiet and you will be surprised. This is what Buddha means with silence and meditation.
Wow. Okay, well, now I know why I love you so much.
And she also adds, when a dear person, now deceased, used to be ill of cancer, they would dedicate 5 hours per day listening to Om chants and visualizing the violet flame inside a pyramid and ways to pour Christic light into him. The only period when the cell phone and chaotic thoughts got scattered and I rocketed in the sky in the way I felt. And ever since, I am more positive and mature in divine decisions.
Thank you, Boyana. Very wise young lady. I mean, she's already wise in her,
yeah.
She's only in her 30s, right? I mean, some of you know her. I haven't met her online, but
yeah.
I know she's a lot younger than most of us. So you're already got it there. Okay. Anybody else?
Lupita says,
okay.
I am the singing type. Certainly engage in praying, meditation, learning from masters and other spiritual teachings. Most of the day is singing though. All beautiful songs and prayers from the Heart Center and the Summit Lighthouse. I still remember wonderful songs to Mother Mary and Jesus from Catholic upbringing. Great memories and connection too.
I resonate with that completely, 100%. I love to sing. Like I've talked about when I'm mowing our vast lawn, I just sing songs to Mother Mary. I love those. Thank you, Lupita.
Boyana says she's 29.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so I think I got them all.
I think she's a female Buddha. Come back to help.
And that is the end of the recorded message that came with that. I really enjoyed all the sharing from the different people that were there. It's so important to realize that we're not alone and that we are connected and that there are many others that have the same kinds of thoughts and feelings and perceptions that we do. Is someone trying to speak?
Yes, Maria.
Oh, hey, Maria, how are you?
I'm okay. I've been here all the time almost from the beginning. And the only one I missed was of course, Donna. But I couldn't get my phone to work to tell you. I've been telling you, I'm here, and nobody hears me. So anyway,
no, we couldn't hear you. Yeah.
Yes, but you can hear me now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have
something to add?
Oh yes, I want to ask something that I resonated with everybody's question and the ones, you know, and I heard the whole dictation before I wrote my answer, but today I went out, I haven't been to the yard to do anything, and they have been recommending you go out to nature, to, you know, outside in the sun. So I went out to work with the plants, to plant, to weed and stuff like that. And it was like the answer to everything, because you're so illumined by what you do physically and with your whole heart and mind attuned to you, to your God. You know, it's incredible. You know, and I wanted to share that, but like I said, I resonated with everybody's question. I know that when I'm happy and joyful and singing, even when I'm washing dishes, I'm so joyful and I sing. You know, you feel that illumination flame blazing right through you. And I wanted to share that because I know that everybody, you know, I feel like everybody feels we're in the same zone way, you know, or resonating with illumination flame in the way everybody has expressed it. So that's my take on it.
Great. Well, thanks for your contribution. I'm glad you were finally able to connect.
I know, me too.
Well, Geraldine was telling me yesterday that Mercury is retrograde, and we got an eclipse this weekend, so we got a lot of weird astrology upon us the next couple of days. So there's a lot of communication issues going on, so challenges to our communication. I'm glad we could do the class. We were having trouble with our audio and whatever when we were getting started, but we got it figured out. I'm lucky I've got a tech wizard here to take care of all of that stuff. Lucky me.